Well, I have to say I'm pretty excited. I'm excited because of the work that the president and the leadership here in the U.S. have had in the bilateral discussions we've had with China and Brazil and India. If you look at all of the commitments that are coming in the mm-hmm. international context, we have more than has ever been made yeah. before.
India was a laggard, and it
was amazing. It's been amazing. There is definitely a momentum shift, and I think all of that is good news in terms of our ability to make progress in Paris. I mean, I think we all know that this is such a long-term venture.
Yeah.
It remains a long-term venture, even though we've been talking about it for a while, that we're not talking about silver bullets, but we can make some significant progress in Paris. The time is right for that. You know, I think part of the downside of this is I think much of the progress that we're going to be making is because we're already feeling the impacts of a changing climate
yeah.
now. We are not modeling what might happen. So but I think that's providing a momentum for action to happen. But I think what the U.S. has provided is a pathway forward, a clear acknowledgement that there are solutions on the table today that have never been available to us before that allow us to continue to grow the economy, to look at where jobs are being grown, and to explain to both other developed countries and developing countries that we are looking at opportunities for the future that really are open to all of us and that we need to learn from one another and move forward. So I'm pretty excited.